Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
I see you standing there, looking like you need me over there. Yeah, so stay right there, I'm gonna come around. But this dance floor is crowded, girl.
On my way to you, and I swear, every moment you're dancing, fuckers trying to walk me be there. I'm the one that's gonna get that girl.
Chat in the chat room and call 714-409-0614. Happy, happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Today is Nancy Reagan's birthday. 91st birthday. I thought it was maybe her 93rd, but 91st birthday. Today is George W. Bush's birthday. Happy birthday to him and many, many others. So here's Kitty by Dread Days. So there's a lot of sports news going on. So call in also to share your take on certain news stories and news stories that I might not even have heard of. Okay? Well, thank you so much.
I feel you, sticky, sticky, y'all. No, make them get it. I feel you, sticky, sticky, y'all. No, make them hit it. I feel you, sticky, sticky, y'all. Them won't forget it. I feel you, sticky, sticky, y'all. No, make them get it. I feel you, sticky, sticky, y'all. Them won't forget it. I feel you, sticky, sticky, y'all. Them won't forget it. I feel you, sticky, sticky, y'all. Them won't forget it. I feel you, sticky, sticky, y'all. No, make them hit it. Man, them in the club, them want robe. Man, them in the club, now love love. Man, them in the club, them bend dubs. Stepping a little time, stepping a little grind. Say all we want are your body, girl, and that's your mind. Well, love to see your body parts twist and turning. Bend over, start yearning. Me a the teacher, say much learning. You are the body, girl, say much earning. Me say me pimping, you know me do it right. Me a the girl from the block, say every night. Me a the girl from the track, say till the light. I'm on in, say you on the learning. The girl look like she been through a storm in. Somebody daughter, somebody mother. Wah, somebody sister, me make you redder. Man, give it a hold up, you put your soul up. Say in the place where, say there's no love, you better hold up, you put your soul up, they're my friends, what? Say no love. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No, make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No, make them hit it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No, make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No, make them hit it. Me know a life rough. Me make you hold on. Me know the rent due in the next month. Me know the kids need food the next time. That's why you're jumping at the bends when they blow their hearts. Them belly hungry, them belly biting. That's why you shake your body in at the nighting. That's why you shake your body, step in the writing. The dollar bill, the girl say she will follow. The dollar bill, the girl say she will hollow. But the dollar bill, girl can't buy tomorrow. Me know the road's getting long and well narrow. Me know a life's getting hard and full of sorrow. You have to hit the target, say like an arrow. And fly for me daughter like a sparrow. I feel you. No, make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No, make them hit it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No, make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No, make them hit it. We bring the good news, brand new shoes. I call blues. Tell me I'm feeling cool. That's what we do in the city. I'm the last one. International. Call me boss one, that round the world we igniting, round the world still be riding, we hit the mark, we know how we play the part, in at the dark, but the light, I feel me part, that's how me walk, that's how me shot man, say in a Babylon, say in a Kingston, say in LA, holy, I gun play, you mess around, me and me peace only, you mess around, you hit the ground, boom, me. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, no make them get it, I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, no make them hit it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it.
wise. Dread Days. What's up, Dread Days? Dread Days, they have a busy itinerary, not only this weekend, but for the entire summer. I hope my wish comes true and I see them in my birthday month. but they've been busy. So you guys, you love reggae, man. That's one band that you need to put in your iPod. If you're in at Cali or any other places that they might travel to, do not miss their show. I can't wait to see them live. But just amazing. That was Will Rise. Before that, you heard Kitty. And, of course, I started the show off with Austin Brown. The multi-talented Austin Brown. But I'm just super excited because there's so much sports news. And I started out knowing what I wanted to talk about. And then I run across some other stories that are interesting to me. But now Steve Nash is a Laker. Wow. I know Mavs was talking about a possibility of re-signing him a couple months ago, but he's a Laker now, so congrats to him. And Ridge Roughneck and I were inboxing one another last evening, and I was talking about Steve Nash and someone else. And then when I got back online late last night, Ridge Roughneck had inboxed me telling me that the two Jasons are no longer Mavericks. Oh, that Jason Kidd is no longer Mav, and Jason Terry are no longer Mav. So I'm sad, honestly. Sad. But, you know, best wishes to them and the teams that are there signed with now. The Knicks, I believe, got Jason Kidd right, and Jason Terry, I forget. But, wow, because I'm used to focus on my NBA news, but right before showtime, I ran across an interesting story in regards to Michael Johnson. And Michael Johnson, you know Michael Johnson, but this article comes from the Black Blue Dog website. And it's Black Blue Dog share interesting stories. And it's Black Blue Dog, the black people that liberals don't want you to talk to. The black people that liberals don't want to talk to, that's what Black Blue Dog. But they share, like, stories that we usually don't see in the mainstream. Michael Johnson has been getting a lot of he made a controversial comment to up that some people think are controversial. And this is what the article says that was published on July 4th. Michael Johnson, descendants of slaves are better athletes. Retired Olympian Michael Johnson has raised considerable controversy over a recent statement that the descendants of slaves have special genes that make the superior athletes. According to the Daily Mail, the decorated sprinter stated on a Channel 4 documentary. I'm going to have to Google this. Where is Channel 4? Channel 4 documentary entitled Michael Johnson, Survivor of the Fastest, that it's impossible to think that being descended from slaves hasn't left an imprint through the generation. While acknowledging he began his athletic career, this is his quote, through my own determination, Johnson believes a superior athletic gene exists, that a superior athletic gene is the imprint. So he's been successful through his own determination, but he also believes that there's a superior athletic gene that is the ultimate imprint. And thank you, my friend in the chat room said, God bless me. God bless you, too. Thanks. Same to you. We all need God's blessing. And it is a fact that track and field events have a disproportionate number of black athletes at the top of the sport. Current Olympic 100-meter champ Usain Bolt was born in Jamaica, and the 8 finalists from 2008 are all likely to have slaves as ancestors. 3 Jamaican, 2 from Trinidad and Tobago, 2 black Americans, and 1 from the islands of Curacao, part of the Dutch Caribbean. The Daily Mail also reports that some scientists believe and are currently researching this theory, specifically that selective breeding and collection by owners and harsh living conditions created a group of human beings naturally inclined toward high, even record-shattering athletic prowess. Johnson had won a total of 4 Olympic gold medals and 8 world championships prior to his retirement, had a DNA test for this documentary. It confirms the athlete, who was born in Dallas, Texas, is of West African descent. So, you know, this his comment, I need to see this documentary, but his comment regarding an athletic gene, it's causing some controversy among some people. Do you, is that controversial to you? What are your thoughts and your opinions? I mean, he basically said that, you know, he's successful through his own determination, but then also he definitely believes that there is a superior athletic gene out there that really does exist. So, you know, but it's controversial, but it's been confirmed that he's a descendant of West African ancestors. So, you know, that was something that I did not plan to talk about, but I had received an email from this website, and that is one of many stories that interest me. It was other stories that were not sports related that interest me. But George W. Bush, happy birthday, and former First Lady Nancy Reagan, a happy birthday. But then also it is Jeffrey Rush from the King's Speech birthday. He's 61. Dylan Reese is 81, same age as my mother, a singer and actress from Touched by an Angel. Ned Beatty is 75. Burt Ward is 67. Willie Randolph, baseball player, manager, is 58 today. Brandon Jacobs is 30. And a fellow Republican, 50 Cent, is 37. 50 Cent was in a car accident recently, but he's doing pretty okay. You all tweet him and tell him happy birthday and so on. And then also, what's going on in Mississippi? Bill Clinton's in the state just today for an unveiling of the electric car, the My Car. He's in North Mississippi, and our former governor, Haley Barbour, will also be in attendance to this event. You know, like I tell you all, this is an agricultural state, but this state has always been like the first in regards of new technology. So the unveiling of the electric car, My Car, electric car, is being unveiled here in the state of Mississippi, where it's manufactured. Only a few are being released in the state. This car is headed to Denmark, but there will be a few that will be available here in the United States. So you all might want to Google that story, and then some of you that want one of those rare cars, you know, because only a few will be released and available in the state. They're headed to Denmark. But Denmark manufactures some pretty amazing cars also, don't they? I know. That's amazing news right there in itself. So hello to those in the chat room, and also feel free to call in 714-409-0614. There's another friend in the chat room. Thank you. I'm going to leave the switchboard screen for a minute so I can share some more news. But before leaving the switchboards, there's another story that I noted. And it's a story regarding, we always talk about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, but neither one of them are athletes. But Kim's estranged, soon to be ex-husband, Chris Humphries, is in the news. And if you all watch TMZ and get a lot of news from Hollywood Life like I do, Hollywood Life is reporting that Chris Humphries' ex-girlfriend, I guess this is the young lady that I was talking about the other Friday when Cousin Linda was on the air with me, and I think Rich Ruffnet. This is Chris Humphries' ex-girlfriend, Myla Sinaj, is supposedly 3 months pregnant, and she, you know, told TMZ, and she is absolutely positively sure and positive that the baby is Chris's baby. And Hollywood Life add to the point where Chris claims that he's all sad regarding the split from Kim, but he must not be too sad to have allegedly made a baby with an ex-girlfriend named Myla. And Myla is pretty positive that her baby, and she's having a baby boy, and she's happy to be having a baby boy. And, you know, and I what Chris know now, in the article, it states that, you know, she's been in contact with Chris the past 3 weeks but haven't broken the news to him. Well, I think he knows now, well, with the story being all in the media. But, wow, so that's some sports news regarding Chris Humphries. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But other than that, you know, Kim and Kanye, they have been having fun in Paris for Paris Fashion Week. So, wow. Before I leave the screen and leave out the chat room for a minute to talk more about NBA and Olympics. And speaking of the Olympics, Jackson State has a player that is going to the Olympics also. So that's wonderful. You all, those of you that keep up with the trials and so on, you've seen that this past Sunday. So that's amazing. The news right there, that's local, national news. I'm excited to see the Summer Olympics. What sports are you, that you're really interested in seeing when it's time for the Summer Olympics in London later on this month? That's July the 27th, you know? So I want to know what my friends in the chat room want to talk about. What sport topics are interesting? What sports topics are interesting to you right now? And to those of you that are listening also, we're having a sports party in the chat room. And so we can talk about whatever topics that are on your mind also. Because I'm going to leave the switchboard in the chat room for about 5 or 10 minutes to talk about whatever's going on hot in NBA and NFL and other sports, golf. But if you want to talk about certain things, other sports. Because we're having a party in the chat room. Oh, but and then there's also other news, like local news. You all know I always talk about Fair Street District. Well, the developer, David Watkins, who is pretty much over the development projects, he's partnered with Deuce. You all remember Deuce McAllister, of formerly of the New Orleans Saints and Ole Miss standout. Well, he talked about on the 16th of APT News that the plan is to open businesses before the end of the year. We always hear that. But wow. We always hear that, but I believe it's true. Really, I do. I believe it's true. And but looking forward to it, he said one of the first projects that they're looking forward to open them before the end of the year happens to be my friend's place, my inspiration since I was a hip baby on my mama's hip, and that's Mississippi owned, born in Indianola. B.B. King Restaurant, and B.B. King Restaurants are everywhere, Memphis, New York, in Las Vegas, where he resides. But, you know, the B.B. King Museum opened a few years ago in his hometown of Indianola, and B.B., I love him. He is just so down to earth. 1 year, I mailed holiday cards. B.B. and I became made in 93 when I was on Air Personality, WMPR, and and so I met him during one of the Mega Everest events, and we've been friends ever since. I mean, one time BB did not recognize me when I had put on, like, so much weight. He was like, who is this? But he figured it out. But that's when I knew then. I was like, oh, my God, my weight has gone out of hand, because BB is always happy to see me. And I was like, well, I guess I am a little overweight. That was a few years ago. But when I seen him last, I started dropping the pounds, and he recognized me. But thank God. But BB is such a down-to-earth person. One time I just mailed out, like, holiday cards galore. And BB probably is the busiest person on schedule. And, on my mailing list. And that was the only person, not that I was looking for a card back from anybody, but the person that I received a card back from was B.B. King. But David Watkins is very optimistic, and they're preparing different spaces and locations to be, you know, prepared to, you know, prepare for, you know, the building and the construction work, and they expect it to open a few businesses before the end of the year. Now, my mom and I was just talking. I was like, wow, Mom, Christmas and July events are already going on, and Christmas is not far away. So end of the year, that's not far away. And I'm sure any business will want to be open before the holiday season and for the holiday season. So that was just some local news, because some of you might be interested in bringing a business here to the downtown area, to the Ferry Street development district of Jackson, Mississippi. So I'm going to invite David Watkins on the show to talk about the Ferry Street Entertainment District and the businesses that are in the progress of opening, and those that they probably can't talk about the ones that they're in talks with. But, you know, we'll see. But I'm going to have to leave the switchboard and the chat room, because there are stories that I need to refer to before the show ends. And we still have a good 28 minutes. This is the first hour-long broadcast of Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And you notice I have the capability of playing more audio than usual. I can exceed three audios. And remember, thank you for those of you that are considering advertising also. But also, most importantly, send those PSAs in to promote your community and charitable efforts. Send those PSAs in regarding the causes that are important to your heart. You can email me at CultureShock, CultureShockentertainment@yahoo.com. Oh, my God, my tongue getting tired. But I didn't talk about the Today in History, courtesy of Associate Press, Dallas News. On July 6, 1957, John Lennon and Paul McCartney met for the first time as teenagers at a church in their native Liverpool, England, following by Lennon's band, the Quarrymen. And 1483, England's King Richard III was crowned. 1854, the first official meeting of the Republican Party took place in Jackson, Michigan. In 2004, Democrat President candidate John Kerry chose Senator John Edwards of North Carolina to be his running mate. So those are a few things that happened today in history, and history is constantly being made, and there's a lot of many other things. So you might get that day in history in your local paper, but my reference is from the Dallas Morning News also. So I'm going to leave from the switchboard in the chat room so I can focus on some other important sports news stories, okay? So I thank you so much for joining in, and you feel free to call. And those in the chat room are having fun. I have a couple of pranksters in the chat room too, but the chat room is a party time right now. I'm not in the chat room right now, but you all have fun in the chat room. This is, you know, a lot of sports lovers take sports seriously. So there are some in there having fun about sports, and then there are some in there being kind of mean pranksters or whatever. But God bless. but, you know, some started off nice, and some wanted to just joke around and prank. But, you know, to each his own. So we're enjoying this first full hour of Sports Edition Friday. And let's see, I'm looking at the Texas Rangers. We haven't been talking much about baseball. And I'm looking at some Texas Rangers news. And, the fireworks. I don't know, the information that I had seen, the news reports I had seen for 4th of July celebrations at the Mississippi Braves game on Wednesday night was amazing. So I know the fireworks were amazing at the 4th of July Rangers event. Josh Hamilton's fireworks on July 4th can't keep Rangers from dropping third straight. So just looking at different stories. I know the All-Star game will be happening soon. I seen the advertisement last night, and it seems pretty cool. Okay, I'm looking at Jason Kidd's story. Jason Kidd's story is within this Texas Rangers newsletter report that I'm checking out. Thank you to NBA Daily also for always keeping me updated. And here is a report from Dallas News from Eddie Sefko. Jason Kidd reverses Phil, confirms he will sign three-year deal with the Knicks. The Mavericks were blindsided Thursday when, trying to get my charger right so my phone won't disconnect during live broadcast. Let's see. Put this charger in my phone. Okay. The Mavericks were blindsided Thursday when Jason Kidd reversed Phil and decided to sign a three-year contract with the New York Knicks, the point guard confirmed. It's the same terms worth $3 million annually that the Mavericks were offering that they thought Kidd would agree to. But with the Knicks missing out on Steve Nash and in search of a steadying veteran of Florence, they reached out to Kidd. It's been in one of the bleakest weeks in franchise history. Kidd decided that the opportunity to push New York into the upper echelon of the Eastern Conference and perhaps help mentor young point guard Jeremy Lin was too good to pass up. The Knicks are expected to match a $30 million offer sheet Houston gave to Lin on Thursday. This means the Mavericks have watched fan favorite Jason Terry, one of the premier shooters in the NBA, exit to Boston. And so he's gone to Boston. Kidd leave for New York, and marquee free agent target Deron Williams forsake them for the Brooklyn Nets at a three-day stretch. But I believe Howard is going to go to the Mavericks. And this means the Mavericks have watched fan favorite Jason Terry, one of the premier shooters in the NBA, exit to Boston. Kidd leave for New York. And Mark, I already said that, forsake them. With that, the Mavericks have been flung into a full-fledged roster, remodeling, although owner Mark Cuban says they will not waver from their plans to revamp the roster with a new superstar before Dirk Nowitzki's career is over. The J-Kid change of heart caught us by surprise, Cuban said, but we will adjust and deal with it. It doesn't change our core strategy in building a championship team. And exactly. And I believe Dwight Howard, I might be wrong, but I believe Dwight Howard will become a Mav. I might be wrong. I mean, this is me talking and not saying it because I'm a longtime fan of Dwight Howard. But I just feel that the Mavs is a good fit. I believe that it's a good match for, and I know many of you agree, if he doesn't remain with Orlando, because really he's still a good match for his team, the Orlando Magic, because I do love him, the Orlando Magic. And but I do believe that's where Howard is going, honestly. And well, I'm looking at some other stories. Oh, here's another story about Jason Terry leaving the NBA. I hope you all enjoyed yesterday's show also. It aired during the afternoon hours, brunch time, and talked about beauty and fashion, and especially Mark Cosmetics. I'm a Mark rep, and Mark is an Avon brand, so I talked about Mark Cosmetics and Empowerment Foundation. So I'm looking at Jason Terry. So Jason Terry is a Mav no more. And so I'm looking at a picture of him with his cigar in his hand and wearing his NBA title gear and, you know, he's showing off that tattoo. So this is amazing, amazing, amazing. So I'm getting ready to tweet this story out regarding Jason Terry. Mavs don't have any more scorers. That's what the author of the article is saying. And it's saying that Catch Sports Day on air twice per week on Fox Sports Southwest News when Dallas Morning News is to discuss hot sports topics from the Cowboys, Mavericks, Stars, Rangers, and colleges. And here are a few highlights from episode from earlier in the week on the Mavs losing Jason Terry to the Celtics. Here is what I don't understand. They kept talking about the flexibility like it was the best thing to possibly have. Not a great center, not a great point guard, not a guy who can come off the bench and fill it up. What we want is flexibility. How do you sell that to the fans? I can understand that on a certain level, I think that the Jets winding down. He didn't look as good last year as he has. All he's doing is shooting, and he's pretty good at that. That's what Sheraton says. And he's pretty good at that. Now they don't have any scores. And then Horn says that he was a fan favorite, but I just can't get worked up about that. He was a minor pawn in this whole thing. They need a point guard. You need someone who can handle the ball. You need someone who can run the team. But now, who's going to score? And see, scoring is very, 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 very important. We all know this. And so now Lamar Odom is officially a Clipper. Again, that's a good fit. Clippers, good fit. I'm glad that worked out for him. Now he and Chris Paul both are Clippers. And, you know, I'm happy for him. I'm glad he's a Clippers. He's in L.A., happy wife, happy life, happy friends, happy life, too. I hope you watched their reality show because his friend was like, oh, man, what, I'm nothing without you. The Clippers are everybody that knows. Oh, I'm looking at Dwight Howard now. Anybody that knows me knows that's been one of my favorite teams to watch. And definitely the Clippers was a better fit for Chris Paul than going to the Lakers. You know, I do love the Lakers, but I'm just saying teams that have definitely been developing have been the Clippers, the Thunder, the Grizzlies, and you all look out for those Hornets, baby. It's on. That's all I can say. Let's see. So, wow, they really thought that Jason Kidd was going to resign. I thought he was going to resign too, but he didn't. So let's check out some more stories. But I'm really excited about the Olympics coming up. And Ryan Seacrest now part of the NBC sports team. So this is just going to be amazing. Yes, a lot of local news happening here, too. The Capital City Classic would not be returning. The Capital City Classic is an annual football game that has been happening for 18 years between Jackson State University and Alcorn. But Alcorn has decided that they prefer to host the annual event, which brings millions of dollars to the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. But Alcorn has decided that they prefer to host the event in Norman, Mississippi, you know, right outside of Natchez, for now on. But I heard something about going, like, back and forth, so I don't know if they're going to do it, like, every other year, but it sounds like Alcorn wants to host it as a yearly event now, but I wonder what they're going to name it now because it's called the Capital City Classic because it's held here in the city of Jackson, which is the capital of Mississippi. So, but this year, when football season starts, those of you that love to come, like going to classics, like the Circle City Classic and other classic games, Capital City Classic, if you make your plans to stay in Jackson or near Jackson, then you get prepared for a drive. So the game will be played on the campus of Alcorn State. Now, in Alcorn State, if you're saying, I don't know the name of that school, Alcorn State is a school that McNair played for. Remember SWAC? That's an amazing story last night in regards to McNair. I'm still in shock regarding the horrific death of McNair, honestly. But let's see. Looking for my NBA daily that I always get right before showtime, I always feel with all kind of good news, depending on who you're rooting for, I guess. This is amazing. I'm just telling you. Okay, here's a story about Steve Nash when he's happy. Wow. I can't wait to see Steve Nash play for the Lakers. That seems very fun. Oh, the Bachelor that is from here. We're outside of Jackson, Madison, Richland area. He's heading back to L.A., you know, for the men, Travis, for the Men Tell All show. So that should be interesting. Let's see. Here's something about the Raptors. Many of you probably have heard this story. The Toronto Raptors have reached a verbal agreement with the New York Knicks. Restricted free agent Landry Fields on an offer sheet. Oh, okay. According to sources with knowledge of the deal. Sources say that Fields will sign a 3-year offer approaching $20 million. He cannot sign until July 11th, the first day NBA players can sign new contracts. So the first day that NBA players can sign new contracts would be July 11th. The deal is expected to include a spike in year 3, similar to the deal the Houston Rockets verbally agreed to this week with Chicago Bulls restricted free agent Omer Asik. The Knicks wouldn't have 3 days to decide whether to match the offer once Fields signs. So that's some interesting NBA news. So I'm going to head back to the chat room and to the switchboard, but I wanted to share some of that. Let's see what else is in the headlines. What is going on in your headlines? What headlines is... wait a second. I love Romo, but I'm reading it. I don't know how... Is this a breaking news story or a recent story? This is a story from yesterday. Amani Toomer favors Tony Romo. And the former Giants wide receiver says that Tony Romo, not Eli, is the best quarterback in the NFC East. Do you agree with that? Wait a second now. My video is coming on. I don't want you... You all cannot hear me. So do you all agree with Toomer that Romo is a better quarterback? Now, this article I want to give the author credit. I like giving authors credit. Well, former New York Giants wide receiver Amani Toomer says Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is better than Giants quarterback Eli Manning. This is his quote. If I wanted a guy that is going to throw less interceptions and be more productive, high completion percentage, I'm going to go with Tony Romo. And he says that what makes this interesting is that Toomer played with Manning for five seasons in New York. Tony Romo is probably, if you look at it statistically, he's probably the best quarterback in the NFC East. Toomer said on the Moving the Chains show on Sirius XM NFL Radio, you look at Eli Manning and what he does in the fourth quarter, but you talk about consistency, talking about 31 touchdowns and only 10 interceptions, that guy Romo can play. Romo can play, but I guess he and Eli, well, I'm just going to say they're equal then because they're both are good in certain areas. But he says that Romo is better. You know, Troy Aikman said that Romo was a better player than he was in this day. Well, we need to see that in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Romo is 18-19 his career against the NFC East and 5-7 against the Giants, including three losses at Cowboys Stadium. Manning, fresh off his second Super Bowl title, is 26-20 versus the NFC East and 9-6 against the Cowboys. He never has lost at the Cowboys Stadium. I'm talking about, for me, if I wanted a guy that's going to throw – see, he's talking from his personal experience. I'm talking about, for me, if I wanted a guy that is going to throw less interceptions and to be more productive, higher completion percentage, I'm going to go with Tony Romo, Toomer said. So, you know, he knows who he would be at, who he would play best with. And he's saying that, you know, Tony Romo. And yet, the receiver backtracked slightly when told of Romo's late game struggles. And so goes on to talk a little bit more about Manning. Manning has 21 fourth-quarter comebacks and 25 game winning drives, with four of the victories coming against the Cowboys, including one this past season. Of Romo's 13 fourth-quarter comebacks, only one has come against the Giants. At crunch time, he is not as good as Eli, Toomer said, but every other time he's pretty darn good. Toomer did not address Manning's 2-0 over Romo in Super Bowls. Manning has 8 playoff wins in his career, including a road victory in Dallas, compared to Romo's 1. While Manning is undefeated in NFC title games, Romo has yet to reach 1. Manning also has the head-to-head edge against Romo, winning the past 5 starts against him. NFL players also would seem to disagree with Toomer. So you all should check out this article. This is an interesting article. There's video also. I'll share it if I can. In the NFL Network's top 100 list, voted on by the players, Manning came in at number 31, ranking him as the 5th best quarterback in the league. Romo was ranked 31st, putting him as the 12th. Wait a second. Best quarterback. So it goes on and on. The Pats president also talked about his thoughts regarding Eli's work. So this is just amazing. So what are your thoughts regarding this? So you all check this article out. And for some reason, my article, you know how the article bounces up from top to bottom and bottom to top? That's what I'm working with. Check out ESPN Dallas also. The Giants vice president of communications, Pat Hanlon, who is not shy about tweeting his thoughts, not surprisingly criticized the Giants quarterback. He retweeted a tweet about Toomer's comments, asking whether Romo was better and added quarterback or golfer. At the end, Romo is known to be a good golfer. Giants cornerback Terrell Thomas, a former teammate of Toomer, also backed his quarterback, tweeting, "Man, Toomer, my dog and a great Giant, helped me a lot as a young rook, but ain't no way Romo better than Eli. Both good quarterbacks, but, well," Toomer's comments could throw the ire of Giants fans, who did not react well to Tiki Barber after he criticized Manning after the running back's retirement in 2006. When Barber perhaps, I don't know. Perhaps the franchise greatest running back was inducted into the team's Ring of Honor in 2010. The crowd serenaded him with boos with negative comments about Manning and his other rips on the coach, Tom Coughlin. Defensive end O.C. Omonero, I hope I pronounced his name right, wouldn't be surprised if Toomer isn't treated the same way. "They would be booing my guy Toomer at Giants Stadium," Hugh Monero tweeted at ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter, "that we can agree on. Manning and the Giants will host Romo's Cowboys in the first game of the season. That's going to be a good game." And you all know the Saints kick off the preseason up in Canton, Ohio. But Manning and the Giants will host Romo's Cowboys in the first game of the season on September the 5th. And Matt Ehalt is a frequent contributor of ESPNNewYork.com. So this right here, that was an interesting story right there. I want to thank you all for being a part of the show this morning. This is the first full hour edition of Sports Friday Cluster Shock Entertainment Report. And now I can, you know, we can exceed the show. We can extend the show to 2 hours. And so you'll definitely be hearing more news. Looking forward to hearing from your calls more. Now you don't have to worry about time running out when you call in. You know, if you call in not at the end of the show, you now have time to really talk and to share your thoughts and your perspective. Now, the chat room is always open before and during and after the broadcast. But also, what's so important now, you don't have to be concerned about calling in and not having enough time to express your thoughts and your perspectives regarding certain topics. And so this has been a blast broadcasting the first hour of Sports Friday edition of the Shock Entertainment Report. Reg Rubinick had said that he will call in, but, you know, I was on for about 40 minutes before leaving the chat room, so he must needed to get his beauty rest this morning. But there's many other stories that are always brewing, and we will be talking about. You all know Mike Vick is now a legally married man, so congrats to him and his new bride regarding their recent nuptial ceremony also. So I wish them a very successful marriage. And I had just shouted him out on Tuesday morning. I knew the marriage was coming soon. I wasn't sure if they were not married yet because, you know, sometimes people just get married and say, we're married. So my cousin Linda had broke the story to me that, yeah, they had finally tied the knot. So we have 3 more minutes of live streaming for an hour, for this hour live broadcast, which to me has been a blast broadcasting this hour. And look forward to tomorrow. The weekend edition will broadcast tomorrow at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the topic is hip-hop, you know, hip-hop, ladies of hip-hop, past, present, and who's getting ready to blow up the music scene again. As I remember 2 or 3 years ago, Nicki Minaj was blowing the music scene and some others. So who's getting ready to explode like right now? And let's talk about our favorites. Like some of my faves, of course, Salt and Pepper, Queen Latifah, MC Light. You know, I see Eve has been in the media recently because she's ready for her new album to drop, and her record label is, like, being kind of hesitant of dropping her album, like, real soon. So those are just a few of my favorites. But, again, I thank you for your support. Thank you for networking with me. Just thank you for the support. BlogTalkRadio.com staff. My blogtalkradio.com cohorts, hosts, and fellow producers, et cetera. And most importantly, those of you that listen to the show and support the show and inspire. Shout out to Lewis Howes, David Harrison Levy, to my loved ones, those of you that genuinely do care, those of you that genuinely love Cluster Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you to those who spread the word regarding the show worldwide. I love you, my friends in the UK and other countries, and also my friends right here in the USA, Mississippi, Texas, New York, Michigan, just all over the place, Indiana. Thank you so much for your support. And, you know, send your media kits in and let me know if you're interested. I invite people to the show, but, hey, let me know. Say, hey, I would like to be a guest on Cluster Shock Entertainment Reports. So let me know if you would like to be a guest co-host or a guest. And or if you just want me to mention your efforts, I sure will do that. You know, I will. So contact me at blogtalk.com/CultureShockInc-Beth profile page, and you can email me if you're online friends with me via Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube and Spreecast and that's the Ustream, MySpace, and you can contact me in those avenues also. But you can email me at CultureShock, CultureShockInc-Beth at yahoo.com. But thanks again for your support. It's been a blast. So I'm going to check out the chat room one more time. But, hey, enjoy some good music before we go, okay?
America, America, God cost his shame.
again, Dread Days. Wow, wow, wow. Love it, love it, love it. Sending these songs out in celebration of Jenna Cool that's happening in the Bahamas now. Oh, my God. In my head, I am having a ball at the Jenna Cool celebrations in the Bahamas. So shout out to my brothers and sisters, those of you that are tourists and those of you that live there in the Bahamas as you celebrate the Jenna Cool celebrations. Sounds so much fun. Oh, my God. So just want to play a little bit more reggae. I'm going to play some more of my favorite reggae tunes in the near future also. It would be good to get Sean Paul or some few other faves on and talk about what's going on in their life and in their career also, wouldn't it? But here's another great tune by Dread Days, my favorite reggae band, Itaxo. Jay Williams, a.k.a. I Am, Ill I Am, and Carol. And after that, you will hear Prince. We're just going to end it with Prince. And you all have a great, great weekend, and thank you so much again for your support. You are definitely appreciated. You've been listening to Sports Edition, Friday Sports Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth.
Bars is a promise to myself. Putting the bad shit up on the shelf. With whole new ways of dealing with the pain and strife. I use my past experience as a guide. I get the pain and strife and strive to live life right. Now it's like Easter 3. I'm a leech for the life. I'm my own worst critic. When I spit it, best believe it, cause it's legit. I used to run from the conflicts that arise. Only the cause for pain in mine and others' lives. Life's too precious to be living in the haze. Haze affects you, and I'm stopping in my life today. At least the stuff that I can control. And I'll leave the rest for God to control. No more of those cowardly actions. This is it. As I stated, God is to the masses. I will. So I can be alone. I think the best. And I can realize where I'm from. Been raised right from the beginning. But you didn't tell that. My way I was living. I say it was. Right, not just passion, but every aspect of my life. After 24 bars, I'm starting to fight. To walk the straight and narrow. Live righteous and step forward in my fresh apparel. Act as if my life is a condition. Well, it is, but only through self-affliction. Been fooled all my life, and I've taken for granted. That ceases as I take the seed and plant it. And watch it grow, hopefully breaking out from static. This is it, as I say this to God and the masses. This is it. I may smoke square every once in a while, but I'll quit. Put that on file. Time to legitimately get back to society. I want to contribute positively to any possibility, whether it be by design, terminology, or in a factory. I'll be happy whatever door's open. Of course, I'm still going to have to hurdle. That's okay, because I got the best support for my problems. Time to start stepping in the right direction and prove myself by my thoughts and my actions. I know that the world will still be as tough as it's been. Now, I myself will no longer be a problem. God knows that I'm not lying, and that's all I need. Hopefully others will notice and help water the sea. I want to make life better for all with these two hands. This is it, and I'm going to try the best that I can. This is it. This is it. This is it. This is it.
And this is Prince. Happy weekend, everyone.
Some people tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me better. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water I drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water I drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kind of smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kind of cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad?
Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Thank you.